Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords. This is the Rental Income Podcast. And now, Dan Lane.
My guest on the podcast today is living proof that investing in rental properties does not need to be complicated or risky. She's got a real simple strategy that she followed to build out her rental portfolio, and it really kind of happened organically. After she got married, she bought her first house. And as she outgrew that house, instead of selling it, she turned it into a rental property and bought a new house. As she outgrew the second property, she did the same thing. Instead of selling it, she rented it out and bought a new house. Along the way, she's also picked up a small commercial property, and she's done this all just kind of on the side. It's just something that she loves to do. So on the show today, we're going to talk about some of the mistakes she's made along the way. We'll go over her numbers and figure out exactly how she did what she did. So let's take a really quick break. We'll thank our sponsors. We'll come right back and we'll meet Corey Milner from Birmingham. The first step in buying a rental property is to get pre-qualified. And I would suggest you work with a lender that specializes in working with investors, because the last thing you want to have happen is to get to closing and find out the money's not there and you can't close. The lender that I recommend is Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. She's a nationwide lender, and she'll pre-qualify you for free if you mention Rental Income Podcast. Find out more today. Contact Chaley at ridgelendinggroup.com. That's R-I-D-G-E, lendinggroup.com. NMLS 42056. Having to evict a tenant is painful. The best way to protect yourself from evictions is to screen tenants, and the best way that I know of to screen tenants is TransUnion Smart Move. It's a really valuable online screening tool delivering credit, eviction, and background reports in minutes, and their proprietary tenant credit check predicts evictions 15% better than generic credit scores. See why over 4 million landlords have used Smart Move to make better leasing decisions. Use code RENTAL25 at checkout to save 25% at tenantscreening.com. That's code RENTAL25 at tenantscreening.com. Before we get into your story, I feel like it might be helpful to give everybody some perspective on your numbers. So can we go over what your gross rent amount is, what your expenses are monthly, and then how much you're profiting off your rentals?
Our gross rent is roughly about $4,000. We profit about $2,700. Okay. We don't have a lot of repairs or maintenance issues on a monthly basis, but I would just round it to roughly about $100, or, you know, give or take a little bit.
Okay.
Every month.
So the maintenance issues aren't a big thing. It's just something.
They aren't a big thing, not whatsoever. Every now and then we may have an AC issue. We've got a warranty plan, a home warranty plan that we use for our residential properties, and it works out awesome because we pay like this deductible, and the monthly premium for that plan is roughly about $50. So okay, we pay that monthly, and it covers from plumbing to AC and things of that nature.
So tell me what an extra $2,700 a month has meant to your lifestyle? Like, you're not living off that money. So what are you doing with that $2,700?
Yeah, it's been such a blessing. We are not living off of the money that we get from our rentals. It's basically going into a retirement as well as college funds. We've got four kids, and so yeah, it's just been a big help,
right?
You know, for that type of.
And what I think is really awesome is that you've done this with really just a couple of properties. I mean, you were telling me before we recorded, you don't even think of yourself as an investor, but you really kind of are, right? I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, I guess since you say so.
Yeah.
But I don't like advertise myself as an investor. Like I've got these properties and... You know, I just think of it as something that we got into like early on 20 plus years ago. And we've just been slow and steady and just moving forward and, you know, getting a little bit more home as we were able to do so. And we just decided to keep them and rent them out. So.
And it really is slow and steady. How long has it been since you bought your first property?
That was in 1994.
Okay. So it's been over a pretty long period of time, and you've really just kind of bought a property here and there sporadically over the years, right?
Yeah. And actually we bought a property, every time our family grew. And so, our last property we purchased was back in 2007 and, that's a six-bedroom apartment. I'm sorry. Gosh, Dan. It's a six-bedroom home.
Okay.
And I've got four kids. And so, yeah, we've just kind of been able to move up gradually, just slowly, and just stick to it.
Right. Okay, so you've got two single-family houses, and then you have a commercial property. That's your entire portfolio today?
I've got two commercial properties.
Two commercials. Okay. Okay.
Right.
So let's talk back. Let's go back for a minute to talk about how you first got started. So this was the house you lived in, and then your family grew. You decided that you were going to rent it out. What made you want to rent it out versus just selling it?
Well, because we really, it was just kind of an abrupt decision. We never did think about, oh, well, we need to sell this because, like I said, we weren't needing to live off of the properties, or the money that we made from selling them, you know, if we were to sell them,
right.
We just, you know, we were like, hey, another baby. Okay. It's time to move up.
Mm-hmm.
And we just planned and saved. And, you know, in hindsight, we just decided, hey, let's, look at, we've got, you know, some properties and we might want to just look at renting. And every time we moved up, we just decided, let's go ahead and just rent this because we really didn't need to sell.
Right. Okay. So you had the down payment for the new house and you said, well, let's just keep the old house. So how did it go when you rented out the property for the first time? How did that go for you?
Not well, because we rented to people that we knew, they were friends, and like I said, I was not an investor.
Right.
I was not a businesswoman.
Right.
And we were just like, hey, we've got an empty house. Yeah, you can stay in it. So it was really like just this act of kindness. And I wasn't looking at it at all from a business perspective.
Yeah, you knew the people personally and you just figured, well, they're friends of ours. They must be good people. And
absolutely.
You know. So so there was no screening. You didn't do any kind of background check on them.
No. The screening was, hey, we know you. We've known you for a couple years.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me what you do today. I mean, after you kind of learned the hard way that you've got to screen people, how do you screen people today?
Well, today, when I list a property, I list everything that I want you to provide for me before we even have an initial conversation. So personal conversation, you know, we may go back and forth via email. But if I'm going to actually show them the property and move forward, they've got to have certain things in place for me to even take my time and meet with them and move forward.
Okay. So what are you asking for?
proof of income. I'm asking for bank statements. I'm asking for history. If you've rented in the past, your history, and all of that, roughly I'm wanting about 6 months of all of that.
Okay. Now you've had some other tenants that have gone bad, and you know, obviously over the years you've learned how to screen and pull background reports and all that. But you've had some tenants that came to you with cash that wanted to move in right away, and that didn't generally work out very well.
No, actually, I never just go on their word that they've got the cash for me. They want to skip some steps that I've got in place in order to do my screening. Mm-hmm. I just really have decided I'm not going to go there. We're not desperate for money. Like I said, we don't really use the profits to live on. And so that's just a flat out no for me.
Yeah. I think that's really a good way to look at it, because getting a bad tenant out, I guess it's better to have your property vacant than it is to get a bad tenant in there and have to get them out.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the way we feel. Yeah.
And you've also had an eviction, right? You had a tenant that you had to evict?
Yeah, we had one tenant. I would say this has been about 5 years ago, fairly recently. And that was our first eviction. That was my first ever experience with this. And it was pretty interesting. I learned a whole lot, but I also just kind of was able to register some things that I needed to maybe work on in terms of my screening. You know, there's always this trial and error. It's never perfect.
Right.
Oftentimes when you think you've got someone that'll work out and looks perfect, they've kind of been able to provide for you the things that you were asking for.
Right.
And it just doesn't work out for some reason.
So did you ever think about giving up? I mean, it seems like at first you didn't really kind of know how to screen, and you were kind of figuring out the whole management piece. Were you ever thinking, this just isn't worth it? Like, we're not making that much off this one house that this is worth it. Did that cross your mind, or were you like, I'm going to figure this out. We're going to do this.
Yeah, I would say a little of both. I mean, there've been seasons when we thought, I don't know if we want to continue with this, but then for the most part, I would say more times than not, we just decided, hey, we're going to stick to it. It's going to be great to have this on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided, hey, it's worth it. It's right. worth the effort. It's worth the time.
All right. Now, let's talk about your second property. So I think this one's kind of cool, because you basically did a house hack, but on a business. So tell me what you did. You had a business and you needed commercial space for your business. So you bought a commercial spot with two units?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, it just kind of fell into place. So I had a learning center and I was in need of expanding. And so we wanted to stay in the same general area. And we just ran across a church that was selling a property. It's got 5 acres of land and it had two buildings on it. And of course, I only needed one building. And we just decided, hey, we can probably rent this other one. And so that's what we did.
Did the rent from the other unit that you rented out, did that cover the whole mortgage for the thing? Or
not completely.
Okay.
My company ended up having to supplement some of that. Yeah.
Okay. But that worked out great. So you ran that business out of that spot for several years, and today you rent for 10 years. And then today you rent out both units.
Today I rent out
both
units, and the property is completely paid for.
How does it work with commercial for you? Because like, when I see commercial properties, and what scared me from investing in commercials, I see long periods of vacancy a lot of times with commercial properties, where with my residential properties, if I have a vacancy, I can usually find someone in a week or two. Have you had long periods of vacancy?
I have not. The longest period that it was vacant was when I moved out. and was getting it ready for the next person that decided they wanted to rent it, was about a 6 month time frame.
Well, that's not bad. So, and you mentioned that you've paid that property off. How did you do that?
Just slow and steady. Okay. Adam, there's no secret.
No magic to it.
We just used the rent that was coming in and paid the mortgage. Just stuck to it. And
Were you sending in a specific amount every month, or would you just send in big lump sums when you had extra money?
No, we just send in just a set amount every month.
Okay.
And just stuck to that.
And how long did it take you to pay it off?
10 years.
Okay. That's awesome. Really awesome. All right. So you've got that commercial property now. You've got the first house you used to live in. Now your family is growing again, and you decide to rent out that second house that you bought. So how did that come about? Like, were you like, hey, this is working out. Like, let's do it again.
Yeah. Well, I think on this second one, we learned a little bit. We weren't necessarily at the point of knowing all the ins and outs of it, but we definitely were on the track of renting again. And so we just decided, hey, let's do it. We had nothing to lose. And so that's just, you know, how we decided to get back into it and continue.
Now, with this property, you had a lot more experience. You had been renting out the first property. You had experience with your commercial property. Did this property go a lot smoother as far as getting good tenants in there because you had some experience and you knew what to do?
Absolutely. It went a lot smoother because I had some things in place. Like I said, I had a list of requirements, and then I pretty much stuck to them.
Yeah. Now, a lot of times I've seen people when they rent out a house that they used to live in, they get a lot of people get emotional about it, that, you know, this was their home. And, you know, if the tenants scuff up the walls, that they tend to freak out. Was that you? Like, did you freak out over little stuff like that? Or were you looking at it more like, well, this stuff is going to happen, we're going to just have to deal with it?
Yeah, I looked at it as it was going to happen. Now, the first property, we were a little bit freaked out a couple times here and there. But by the second property, we were like, hey, you know, this is a rental property. It's going to happen. We take care of our house a little bit different than someone that would come in and not necessarily have those same sentimental feelings about the home.
Has anything bad happened with that property, or has everything been pretty smooth?
The only bad thing that has happened was with the eviction.
That was at this property.
We had an issue with just some things being destroyed, not a whole lot of damage. It probably took us about 2 days to get it cleaned up. And in terms of damage, I would say roughly, I don't know, $300 worth, maybe.
Okay. So looking back on it, you know, a tenant going bad is something that everybody wants to avoid. Looking back on it, were there any red flags that maybe you should have picked up on?
Well, I mean, the first property, definitely, we didn't have any rules in place or set guidelines. The second property, it was just something that happened, you know. Bad things happen to good people.
Sure.
You know, people lose jobs. Life happens. And so I don't think it was necessarily anything that I overlooked. But yeah, it was a learning lesson for me.
So the tenants were good at first, and then they went bad over time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And so tell me what's next. So next you want to buy a beach condo and rent it out and also be able to use it at the same time?
Absolutely. That's our plan. Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Have you been looking at properties yet, or?
I have been looking. I have not actively been contacting people, but I have been looking.
Okay. Awesome. So, I mean, this is really, I think, just an inspiring story because you are just a regular person that is doing this on the side. Do you think there's any reason that somebody couldn't do what you've done?
I think the only reason that somebody couldn't do it is if they give up too soon.
Yeah.
I think the key is just sticking to it and being disciplined and just ride it out and, you know, just, yeah.
So now you've paid off that mortgage on the commercial property, and, you know, different people have different opinions on whether they want to pay the mortgages off or not pay it off. Do you want to be totally debt free with your rentals?
We definitely want to be debt free. That's okay. A goal that we've got. Yeah.
Okay. So are you kind of following the same strategy of just making extra payments and trying to get things paid off?
We are.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's our strategy.
How much longer do you think it'll take?
I would say 5 years or less.
Okay. Awesome. Corey, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your story. I really appreciate it. I'd also like to take a second and thank our sponsor today. It's Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. If you want to buy a rental property, whether you're just getting started or you've got a big portfolio and you're running out of financing options, the lender that I recommend you contact is Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. She's a nationwide lender and she specializes in helping investors buy rental properties. She's got a ton of different loan programs, and she can find something that'll work for you. If you want to find out more, just go to ridgelendinggroup.com. That's RIDGE, lendinggroup.com. If you mention Rental Income Podcast, she will waive all of the pre-qualification fees. NMLS 42056. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing to the podcast. We'll be back with a new episode next Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.